Turn your Bibles to the book of Joshua. Let's start over there. Joshua chapter 1. Joshua chapter 1. I'm going to be reading from chapter 1, verse 1 to 9. We'll stop there, and then we're going to jump over to verse 16. So here we go. Now after the death of Moses, the servant of the Lord, it came to pass that the Lord spake unto Joshua, the son of Nun, Moses' minister, saying, Moses, my servant, is dead. Now therefore arise, go over this Jordan, thou and all this people, unto the land which I do give to them, even to the children of Israel. Every place that the sole of your foot shall tread upon, that have I given unto you, as I said unto Moses. From the wilderness and this Lebanon, even unto the great river, the river Euphrates, all the land of the Hittites, and unto the great sea toward the going down of the sun, shall be your coast. There shall not any man be able to stand before thee all the days of thy life. Awesome, yeah? As I was with Moses, so I will be with thee. I will not fail thee, nor forsake thee. Verse 6, be strong and of a good courage, for unto this people shalt thou divide for an inheritance the land, which I swear unto their fathers to give them. Only be thou strong and very courageous, that thou mayest observe to do according to all the law which Moses my servant commanded thee. Turn not from it to the right hand or to the left, that thou mayest prosper whithersoever thou goest. This book of the law shall not depart out of thy mouth, but thou shalt meditate therein day and night, that thou mayest observe to do according to all that is written therein. For then thou shalt make thy way prosperous, and then thou shalt have good success. Verse 9, have not I commanded thee, be strong and of a good courage? Be not afraid, neither be thou dismayed, for the Lord thy God is with thee whithersoever thou goest. Jump down to verse 16. And they answered Joshua, saying, all that thou commandest us we will do, and whithersoever thou sendest us we will go. According as we hearken unto Moses in all things, so will we hearken unto thee. Only the Lord thy God be with thee, as he was with Moses. Whosoever he be that doth rebel against thy commandment, and will not hearken unto thy words in all that thou commandest him, he shall be put to death. Only be strong and of a good courage. Amen. God is a good God. Amen. Okay, if you need a title tonight, it's going to be a simple one. Being in sync. Being in sync. Turn to your neighbor and say, be in sync. Being in sync, okay? Not the hip-hop group that came out in the 90s now, okay? Starring Justin Timberlake. Bye, bye, bye. Remember that song? Well, that was a group. I'm not talking about that, amen? Talking about being in sync. Is to be in tune, amen? Is to be on the same page. To be in sync is to be in alignment. To be unified and not diversified. Amen? How many of you know that we work better together? All of us, yeah? Husbands and wives especially, we have to work together, amen? So much things go on, yeah? We have to cater to each other. If we don't, what happens is that we tend to look what's on the other side, yeah? And the only reason because of that is because we don't cater to each other. We need to be in sync all the time so that our relationship can be strong. Amen? We're not an island all to ourselves. God said it best. Amen? I believe it was in Genesis 2:18. He said that it is not good for man to be alone or all own or all one like him. Yeah. So he made a woman. He made a mate. You know, can you imagine if you was going in a forest and then you got hurt all by yourself? You're in the forest now. You have nobody to turn to. Amen. Nobody to cry on. Nobody to ask for help because you're the only one in there. So being together, working together is important. Amen. Especially to God. Family is very important to God. Okay. Talking about being in sync, yeah. It's being in tune. Is to be in the same frequency or on the same channel. Man, you guys have for those of you that drive, you guys got a radio in your guys' car, you guys would turn on the dial. If you guys wanted to turn to 93.5, you guys know that you guys cannot dial 93.2. Amen? You would hear a cloudy sound or you, because you're not on the same frequency, yeah? So it's going to be muffled. You might be able to hear the music or hear the person talking, but it's going to be muffled. You need to be dead on. You need to be on 93.5. If you're on 93.2, you're only going to hear a cloudy song. Amen? The reception will not be clear. It will be fuzzy. Amen? No reception. In sync, okay? To be in sync is to be in alignment. Amen? For those of you that drive, the way that you can find out if your car is out of alignment is that if you drive on a highway, a long stretch of highway, and you let go the wheel, whatever direction your car is turning without holding the steering wheel now means that your car is out of alignment. And what that means is you either have a low air pressure in your tire, or your tire is flat, or it can be the rods that's underneath your car. It's probably all the potholes that you've been hitting. Instead of dodging them, you aim for it. So what happens is that your car gets out of alignment. And the necessary thing to do when you're out of alignment is to bring it to the mechanic shop. Now, mind you, if you don't bring it to the mechanic shop, what'll happen is that the progression of troubles that you'll be having, not only the wheel alignment being off, but you're going to have a consistency of other problems that's going to occur. It's going to add on to the problems that you already have. So the best thing to do is to bring it to the mechanic shop, have your wheels aligned, go on the highway again, let go your hands, thing goes straight, you're good to go. Amen? Talking about being in sync, yeah? I think it was last month or the month before that, I was supposed to have ministered. But Pastor Carol stepped all over my message when I was, you know. That's what I like about being in sync, is that when you already have a message, somebody comes from behind and it's like we've been getting the same frequency, you know what I mean? We've been talking to the same God, and it allows me to rest assured that, hey, I'm on the right track, you know? So it helps. And one of the scripture that she brought out was in Acts chapter 27. You know, Paul, he was so in sync. Then in verse 10 and 11, he goes in front of the shipmaster and the ship crew, and he tells them, you know, I don't think it's a good idea for us to loose from Crete right now, because if we do loose from Crete, you're gonna lose all of your cargo, and you're gonna lose maybe the whole thingy that's on your ship. And what happens is that nobody's paying attention, nobody listens. Okay, to Paul. Okay, he tries to get them in tune or in sync with him, so that they don't have to go through all that mess, yeah? One of the reasons I believe that God wants us to be in sync is to remove all clutter. to remove all the mess. Okay, I brought some examples. Yeah. This is a Bluetooth. Yeah. A Bluetooth charger. What it does is that you put this thing inside your car cigarette lighter, okay? Press it in, and what's going to happen is that right in this bottom here is going to appear a number. It may be 100.9 or whatever number you put in here. You can manually put whatever number, as long as that number is not being used on your radio. And what that allows you to do as a believer, non-believer as well, you can take your phone, whatever music that you have, whatever preaching, whether it's Nancy Dufresne or Billy Graham or whoever, your favorite musician, Hillsong music, you can go ahead and sync your phone with this thing, and it'll play on your car. Amen? Before, we had to buy cassette tapes, yeah? CDs. How many of you had a 6-disc changer? Amen? What a clutter, yeah? What a mess, yeah? And if you don't take care of those tapes, what will happen is that sometimes it pulls all of the thing out of the tape, yeah? It ruins the whole tape. You'd have to throw it away, or you're like me, trying to save them, yeah? It's taking you a while just to get the thing back in order. Throw them, you put them inside the thing, or play all funny kind of music. And then the CDs is just as worse, because once you scratch it, oh, you just ruined it. But look at this. You put this thing in, boom. You grab your phone, clunk. No CDs, no nothing. And it plays your music. And you can play hours and hours of music as long as your battery on your phone is fine. Okay, being in sync, okay? Another one that I have is, it's called a X-Vive. The way this thing works is you got a transmitter, yeah? So the transmitter part goes into whatever instrument that you're playing. So like this, I have my ukulele. This is a ukulele, not a guitar, okay? You plug the transmitter into this, okay? We're talking about in sync, yeah? Trying to make this thing visible so you guys can understand just how things work and how God wants us to work as well. So this is a Bose speaker. It's run by a battery that has already been charged. And what all I do is I take the receiver end and I plug it in. And then if you notice, once I turn it on, there's a light, yeah? Comes on. This light right here. It's the indicator. And then I'm going to turn on this one. This light right here and that light is in sync right now. So what that means is that if I was to strum this, the thing that I'm playing on in here should come out of that. I need some volume, yeah? It's not in sync yet. No wonder, I didn't turn it on. Okay. Still. What they say in church now? Hold on, technical difficulties. going to switch this thing around, see if that will make the change. But I pretty much surely know that you guys get the picture, yeah? If only it worked. One more thing we can try. I don't know how much times I did this and it worked. Okay, that thing's on. There you go. So now, being that it's synced, whatever tune that I'm playing on here is gonna come out of there, okay? But the thing about being in sync is that in order for this thing to work, okay, it needs to be in close proximity, okay? There's a perimeter that you can only be allowed to be in. It's the same thing with your life with God, amen? There's a perimeter. You cannot go out of the perimeter. Going out of the perimeter is going to cause the sound to not function properly, amen? Like I said, the reason behind being in sync is to get rid of all the clutter, get rid of all the mess. You know, you see this ukulele? It's hooked up with this cord, yeah? There's been times that I stepped on the cord. And it's kind of like a clutter because it doesn't allow me to move freely, yeah? I always have to watch myself wherever I go, whatever I turn. When I play, I have to always be aware of what I'm doing with this. Okay, and it's hard sometimes. But with this, I can go all the way to the back over there. The range of this thing is about 100 feet radius. So I can go as far as 100 feet. I can go behind this wall even. And you'll hear the same sound, being in sync, okay? This is just an illustration. Another one I wanted to show you guys is that, I hope this thing works. My phone. You can also sync your phone. Sometimes I do my praise and worship. I can go ahead and play this with this. So what I do is I just go here, sync my phone to this Bose speaker. And then I can go ahead and play my music. So, being in sync, amen? The same illustration that I gave tonight is the same illustration God wants us to be at all times. You may ask, why is it so important? It's very important. It can be detrimental, in fact, at times. There's been times that I was on a road, God would tell me, I would just hear the Spirit of the Lord tell me, turn right. Just like that, just turn right. And I would. I turn right, car crashes in front of me. And I would have collided with them too. You know, so being in sync also helps people that are around you, that need help from God, but can't hear God for themselves. So what God allows you to do, He allows you as a means of you being the hearer, you being the seer. And then you can go ahead and voice yourself. And what will happen, it'll trigger something in somebody in here. You know, like how pastor would say, oh, somebody in here needs a healing behind their back. Only you know what's wrong with you, but God knows what you need, so he calls it out, yeah, from the front. Why? Because they've taken the time to go ahead and seek God. And the question that I'm about to impose on you is that, is being in sync with God hard? Yes, it is hard. Is being in sync with God easy? Yes, it is easy. So what is it, Brother Lambert? Is it hard or is it easy? It's both. It all depends on how bad do you want it. Amen? What matters most to you? The Bible says in Matthew chapter 5 verse 6 is that he says, he that hungers and thirsts after righteousness, he shall be filled. There's no doubt about you being filled, but how much you're hungering for it will be dependent upon you as an individual. Amen? Now, going back to Acts chapter 27, after he tells the crewmen that they shouldn't leave the port, they don't listen, yeah? They go ahead and leave the port. And what happens is that they get into a big storm called Euroclydon, okay? Euroclydon goes ahead and rattles the whole boat. They start to discard everything off of the boat. Amen. This time, Paul again speaks out. You see, when you're in sync, what will happen is that there'll be a confidence in you, a godly confidence, not a prideful confidence. You know, some people, when they're overconfident, they speak with pride. They're like, I can do this, or I'm doing this. But no, God gives you a confidence that is needful for the time being. And it was needful for the time that Paul was speaking. Okay, so Paul speaks out again, verse 21 and 22 of Acts chapter 27. And what he says to the crew, he reminds them of what they've already done. Okay, they didn't listen. They were knuckleheads. Now they're in for the ride of their life, yeah? So he comes aboard the ship again in front of the crew, and he presents himself again, okay? He tells them, okay, I told you guys that we should not have loosed from Crete, but being that we're going to be loosed from Crete, I need to tell you guys to be strong and to be very courageous, because there will be no life that will be lost except for the ship, okay? He tells them this now, okay? You should have listened. That's okay, you knuckleheads are in for the ride of your life, I put here. Second chance. Okay? God gives them a second chance. Listen, no worries. Be happy. No one is going to die, just the ship. And he tells them why. This is why he could speak with that confidence. He was so in sync that he said, because this night, an angel of the Lord stood by me. What he was saying to them is that I didn't get a FedEx from Reuben. I didn't get a letter from Brenda, who works at the post office. I didn't get an email, but I got them via from an angel of God. He gave me a message. Now, if you didn't listen the first time, wouldn't it make you want to listen the second time? If he spoke and it came true, the ship's all being battered, you would want to listen yet a second time. What was he trying to do? He was trying to get the body of the ship crew in sync together. Just like what happened in the upper room, yeah? Holy Spirit came, fell down, boom. Why? Because they was in one mind and one accord. Amen? They was together. They was in sync. They was in tune. Amen? They was on point. They was in cue. Amen? They was engaged. They was focused. You know, like David and Goliath. The thing about David is that when he approached Goliath, it was abnormal to all those that were around. Abnormal. It wasn't the normal thing to do. When you see a giant, you know, you're supposed to be scared. He wasn't scared. It was abnormal to everybody else, but it was normal to him. That's the way you should look at your trials, your storms, your situations, the same way. That should be your normal. You know this mask? Now that is abnormal. You know what they're trying to do? They're trying to clutter the words that you're trying to say. Amen? I can't hear you, Brother Lambert. Just say it again. That's what it does. See how the enemy works? It's mandatory. You need to put on a mask, but you cannot hear what I'm saying. God is a good God. They cannot hear that. You need to take off your mask and throw it away. Amen? God is trying to take away all the clutter, all the mess. This is all fraudulent. If you look at it from a spiritual sense, amen? The devil wants to hold you bound, but you cannot express yourself with a mask on. You know, a couple of churches, the praise and worship had to put on a mask when they sing. How are you supposed to praise God like that, you know? Your speech is impediment because nobody can hear you. You know, that's not the way God intended for you to be. You're supposed to be able to speak out like how Paul spoke out. How many of you know that it ain't over till it's over? Amen? But he told him, you know, but this time it's going to cost you, yeah? In order to be in sync with God, it's going to cost you. It's going to cost you your time, maybe time away from your family, maybe even your ways. You're going to have to put your ways on the side. You know, at work, my company came up with this different program. Not a program, but a way of doing our job. So we get these routers. Okay, the routers route accordingly to deliver gas, yeah, throughout the island. And what's happening is that they're letting folks on the mainland route our routes here in Hawaii. They don't know the Hawaiian language, you know. And I told my boss, you know, this thing doesn't make sense. So then when my upper boss said, you know, we just have to go along with the process. Let the mistakes, I guess what they want us to do is just go along with it. Whatever mistakes we make, the thing is going to correct itself later on in the future. Yeah. So I was going to Kula. Coming back to Kahului, had to go back up to Kula because that's how the route is, yeah? So the route is in blue. So say, for instance, I was to go from here to Kula, yeah? Instead of staying in Kula and doing all upper Kula, what the thing was doing is making me go Kula, come back, go back Kula, come back. And I think I had like 120 miles on my truck, which I could do them probably in only like 47 miles if I did it the way I'm supposed to do it, yeah? Because I know the island, these guys don't, so they trust in that, okay, just follow the route. So now we're coming back a little bit later, and it's screwing up everything, yeah? And we're staying a little bit later. I mean, I don't mind, but if I can correct the situation, which I can't, because I tried to correct it and I got reprimanded for it, yeah? I thought, but it makes sense. Yeah, it makes sense. But just go through the thing. It's going to correct itself. Well, no, it's getting better, though. The thing's figuring it out for itself. I guess the computer tries to, I don't know how it's working, but it's doing better. It's doing better. Amen. We just, yeah, the thing just has to get in sync. Amen. And you guys know the end of the story, yeah? Everybody gets dumped on a beach, yeah? All 200-something of them. But the thing about being in sync, too, is that I put here, it's going to allow you to function in a normal manner, the way you're supposed to function, the way God himself intended for it to be. Like I explained about David and Goliath to everybody else, when David came in the picture, even his brother tried to kick him out and tell him, go home. Why? Because the brother couldn't see what he was seeing. When you're in sync, you're going to see things with your spiritual eyes. You're going to hear things with your spiritual ears. You're going to say stuff with your spiritual mouth. It's not going to be from the outside. It's going to be from up, above, you know? When you take the time to deal with your ways, focus on Him. You know, one of the ways that we can be in sync, the Bible says that we need to gather together. A lot of people are shying away. They think that this COVID thing is, you know, dangerous and blah, blah, blah. But I don't see why that matters, because they can go to work. Amen? You know, they can go to Walmart. They can go to Costco. Amen? They can go to the beach. This is the house of God. If there's any time that we need God, it's now. To be in sync, this is the place you need to come. If not, what are you doing? If you're having a hard time before you came, what makes you think staying away is going to make you a lot better? Amen? It's fine to look, you know, and listen to the iPod, but it's not the same. It's not the same. Amen? Some of us have skills that others marvel at. Amen? All of us have skills. People marvel at your skills. Amen? It's normal for us because we operate at a different level. That's what happens when you're in sync. You operate at a different level. You cannot operate like the way your coworkers operate. If you did, you'd be lying to God. You know, a lot of them cheat. A lot of them break rules. They don't do what they're supposed to. They do what they want to. But being that we have a higher manager, our manager is way more high than the managers we have. They cannot pay us the amount that they should pay us. Amen? If they only knew who was actually working for them, they would pay us $1 million an hour. Amen? As believers, we should always work at that level because of whom we serve. No boasting required. You don't need to boast about yourself when you're working for God or when you're in sync. Turn to Jeremiah chapter 9, verse 23 and 24. Are you guys getting something tonight? Jeremiah chapter 9, 23 and 24. If there's going to be any boasting going around, this is what we should do, the Bible says. Thus saith the Lord, let not the wise man glory in his wisdom, verse 23, neither let the mighty man glory in his might, let not the rich man glory in his riches, but let him that glory in this, that he understandeth and knoweth me, amen, that I am the Lord, Jeremiah 9:23 and 24, that I am the Lord which exercise loving kindness, judgment, and righteousness in the earth. For in these things I delight, saith the Lord. You see, when David defeated Goliath, he wasn't even knucklehead about it. He was so humble, real humble. Got the job done, cut off his neck, went back right to going back to taking care of sheep. Never even worry about the gifts that was coming, you know, the people cheering, woo-hoo, David, you're the man, you're the man. Nothing. He went back to tending to his sheep. And that's the way we ought to be, yeah? You don't need to boast about yourself. Let God boast for you. Let God put you out there. Amen? You don't need to put yourself out there. When you're in sync to the world, it's abnormal. When you're in sync, what did I put here? It's abnormal when the world looks at us operating. It doesn't make sense. It didn't make sense up in the upper room, yeah, when they're speaking in their heavenly tongue. It didn't make sense. But when they heard their own language, it made sense. Amen. It connected with people outside. Says, wow, man, I thought these guys was loony. They're speaking my language. They're telling me, come in and worship God. I don't know what they were saying in their heavenly tongue, but some of them got the picture. You know what I mean? They got in tune. They got in alignment. They was looking at first, and then their looking became You know, like, whoa. And again, I say, being in sync comes at a cost, yeah? We all know that nothing is for free, okay? If it is, someone still paid a price for it. Someone had to pay. And if I was to bless you at a 20, I had to pay for it. I had to go work for it, yeah? Somebody still had to pay for it, yeah? Like that car that's out of alignment. If you don't deal with the fact it needs to be fixed, something else is going to break, adding to what already is broken, yeah? Our spiritual lives, if you're not in sync with what God has going on, then you're out of sync. To fix it is easy. Why? Because Jesus paid it all. To fix the situation that is holding you back from being in sync, easy, easy fix. Jesus paid it all as well. Just have to come to the altar, amen? And again, I say being in sync is dependent upon you as an individual. So the question is, how hungry are you? What are you willing to cut yourself away from? And on your list of priorities, where does being in sync with God fall? 1 or 10? In your list of priorities, yeah? Now going back to Joshua. Joshua was so in sync, he was so in tune, that when God gave him the task, when he told him, you know what, just cross over Jordan, and every single dirt that your feet trod upon is yours. Everything. He didn't even flinch when God spoke to him. But the thing that got me is that 3 times God tells him, be strong and courageous. Maybe there was some kind of weak points in him that he needed to hear from God so that he would develop his confidence, yeah? Because it's not hard. Now he's seeing what Moses had to go through, yeah? God is speaking to him now. Instead of hearing Moses talk to him, he's hearing God now. Why? Because Moses, before he passed away, he anointed Joshua to take over in leadership. So now Joshua is carrying the load. Is it easy? Yes. Is it hard? Yes. Is it doable? Oh, yes. Like we would normally say, light and easy. You know? Light and easy. So here God goes ahead and tells him, which he's already in sync. He's already tasked to do whatever God is going to tell him to do. Now he has to go to the people now. He goes and runs through everything that God told him to tell the people. And guess what? Remember verse 16 or 19? It said that, and the whole body came in sync with Joshua. Now when they went out to battle, guess what? Easy. Even when he had to make corrections, when they fought the battle of Ai, one of the members of his congregation, sin, Achan, he hid some of the things that God said, hey, you guys cannot do that. Guess what he did? He didn't even flinch too. He took the guy Achan, his family, his kids, wiped them all out, killed them all, didn't even flinch. Why? Because he's in sync, he's in tune. If he was to have let Achan live, guess what? Sin would have remained in the camp. Amen? And the reason why Joshua was in sync is because that was his lifestyle, yeah? He's been brought up that way. So it was easier for him to operate. Some of us are operating at a level that, even on your jobs, people look at you, oh, how do you do that? Oh, I always get a hard time. You know why they have a hard time? They don't have fog. They don't have the favor of God in their lives. Amen? They're not in sync. Being in sync will help you on your job, help you in your home, help you in the mall, help you when Stress cannot even come. Stress come, it's going to have to go because you're in sync. Yeah? God will show you how to deal with that stress. Headaches, illness in your body, whatever it is, situations, you have lack anywhere. You see what God told Joshua? He said, you want to be prosperous. You want to have plenty. Walk in my ways. Meditate on my word. Do what I'm telling you to do. And everything's going to be all right. Amen? It's not going to be a hunky-dory. Amen? You're going to have to do your part. Amen? If you do what you're supposed to do, I will do what I'm supposed to do. I think it was in James chapter 4, I believe. Let me go there. You don't have to turn there. James 4, verse 8. Draw nigh to God, and he will draw nigh to you. So like our Pastor Herman used to say, if there was 500 steps to God, God would take 499 steps to you. All you'd have to do is just take one step. That's all you require to do is make a move. Amen? Not backwards, not sideways, forward. Forward. If you're going to fall, at least fall forward. Then when you get up, you're that much more forward and not back. Amen? But you're going to have to do your part, yeah? We're going to have to do our part. Amen? And like I said, it's not easy, but it's also not hard. Amen? My yoke is easy. My burden is light. If you need instructions, Jesus said, learn of me. Read all the stuff I did. Read how I've been handled situations. Listen to the way I've been talk. Listen to how I've been walk, how I've been conduct myself. And you will get the picture. Amen? It's just like this. This thing, I have to go figure it out. You know? It costs money, but hey, it sure saves me time, man. I don't need to be lugging around wires anymore. I don't need to be tripping anymore. You know? I don't need CDs, a bunch of them. Before, I used to have like 30, 40, 60, 80, almost 100 CDs all in my car. For what? I can just carry my phone now. Just play them on my phone and I can listen to 200 hours of music. Preaching, whatever it is. So simple, yeah? And that's what God wants to take away from us. The messy and the clutter. If he can take away the clutter and the mess, guess what? You're going to be riding high. It's like the music said, riding with my top down, listening to my Jesus music. All day. Can I tag you? But that's all I've been wanting to share tonight. I believe God already has ministered to all of us as a whole. We all need to be in sync. Amen. I believe we are. But you want to get a little bit higher, we got to go a little bit deeper. Amen. I like where I'm at, but I know I can go some more. Man, some more, some more, some more. It's kind of like your paycheck, yeah? You're fine with the $800 an hour that you get, but you let go for the $1,000 now. And then you're fine with the $1,000, now you let go $5,000 an hour. I'm fine with the $5,000, but I let go $10,000, you know? I'm fine with just being sitting down on a pew. Maybe I should go find a ministry in a church. Maybe I can grab the vacuum or something. Find the vacuum. Maybe they need some singers up here. Maybe I'll go ask Pastor if I can go join, you know. I've been praying for singers. I've been praying for people that can play instruments. I've been praying for a drummer, praying for extra hands on the piano. Hallelujah. I've been working on my Tita, but my Tita's not interested. So, you know, I just want to make that voice out. Maybe she'll cling on to that. You know, I've been praying for a bass player. You know, we're praying for other things in this church. You know, I'm fine with just doing this. Maybe you can do something else, you know. Wherever it is, being in sync will cause you to, you know, for me, it's not a drudgery. When Pastor Tommy, if I can sing a song, you see, it's easy because, you know, I've been doing it when I was this high. You know, I've been in front of people when I was only about five. I was going throughout the islands. We were singing all Christian music. Me and my sister, side by side, we just sing all over. And I never realized this. God was already framing me already. So anybody ask me to sing, it's no sweat off my brow. You know? But when I came here, man, total different level, you know? God develops, yeah? No, I don't even sweat now. I still sweat when I minister. Still working on this spot. I'm not like Pastor Lam yet. You know, they can multitask, yeah? In season, out of season, me, you know, I still trip over things. I'm on my way, in sync. So hope you guys got something out of this. Amen. But Father, I thank you, God, for your word. Thank you, God, Lord, for ministering to your people. I thank you, God, for the fact that you're still working on us, Father. We're being worked on, Father, Lord. We're people under construction, Father, in the name of Jesus, God, Lord. We are able, Father, in the name of Jesus, God. Lord, you said, blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor standing in the way of sinners, nor seated in the seat of the scornful, but his delight is in your law. And in your law, Father, doth we meditate day and night. Let this be, oh God, Lord, right now to your people, Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you, Father. We bless you. We give you all honor, all praise, and all glory in Jesus' name.